Well, hello everybody and welcome. Welcome to the next edition of the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, streaming from BBS Radio in Dallas, Texas. I'm your host, Yvonne L. Silva, and today I'm at the base of the Rocky Mountains, my home in Calgary in Canada. And I'm joined today by two incredible women who I just met recently. And I have to say, if you've listened to the show before, you know that I have a little bit of a spiritual bent, and I cannot believe the synergies that came up in a recent conversation. And there is so many wisdom nuggets that I just had to share this interview with you. So I'll formally introduce them in just a moment. I am joined today, though, by two amazing women, Amy Harrington and her sister Nancy Harrington. And we're going to dive into, as is typical for this show, a story of rising from tragedy to triumph, and now what's happening in the work that has evolved from their experiences. Nancy and Amy are both very successful corporate women working in the film industry and have now turned their passion into Passionistas Project. So if you haven't, as I say, heard from me before, why do I do this show? I do this show because I grew up in London, England, and I grew up with a father who had PTSD. He got a bullet in Dunkirk, and literally that turned him into a very angry and mean man. I mean, that's what I thought. He was actually quite sick and he didn't get treated. However, what happened, he drained the dignity right out of my mom, who was a professional woman, her own income, her own life before she met him. And then he even took the car keys and wouldn't let her drive the car. So he literally drained her passion, her freedom, her dignity, and she ended up losing her voice. So, as a professional coach now, working through three careers, sales, human resources, and now executive coaching, I love sharing stories of women who have gone through a challenge, found their voice, and are now impacting other women. And the bigger the project, the more excited I get. The more juicy it is, the more it supports women, the better the conversation. So today we're talking about red carpet to real stories. This is the story of how Amy and Nancy Harrington now empower women. So sisters, Amy and Nancy founded the Passionistas Project out of a deep desire to empower women around the world. This is a big project. Both of them were co-founders. They walked away from very high profile jobs in male dominated fields working in Hollywood. Amy was the vice president of post production and visual effects for all the feature films at Warner Brothers. Big job, including movies such as Harry Potter, Matrix, Batman. So, big franchise endeavors. Nancy left the ad agency where she created Academy Award campaigns for Miramax. Many of you will have heard of Miramax. Again, we're talking about very big, very responsible corporate roles. Now, Amy and Nancy shine a light on the positive stories of self-identified women and non-binary people through their media company. They've conducted many interviews themselves. This is going to be a juicy show, 1600 plus interviews, red carpet events, interviews with historians, the Television Academy Foundation, people that include very famous individuals you'll recognize, household names, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Rita Moreno, Lily Tomlin, and many more. And they chose to found the Passionistas Project in 2018. It's actually the same year my book launched. Imagine that. There's another synergy. And through their podcast, their online sisterhood, and the power of their Passionistas Summit, they are striving to inspire women to follow their passions and join forces in the fight for equality for all. Such alignment with the work that I do, which is about supporting women entrepreneurs who are seeking to flourish. And most of my work is from my body of work. In my best-selling book, which I'll talk a little bit about later, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And that's all about helping women to ask for what they want and get it by being clear, concise, able to demonstrate value, and clear return on investment, ROI. So let's dive in, ladies. I am so intrigued. Yesterday we had a little bit of an opportunity to connect. And as I said, I was literally blown away with the synergies. So let's talk about how you came to leave those big jobs and what happened there.
Right.
Who wants to speak first? Because I know that you two talk in harmony. It's almost like one voice. It's amazing.
Only we could sing that way.
Know, really.
You want to go now?
You go, Amy.
So yeah, so thank you for that beautiful introduction and for the work that you do and for having us here. We are very touched to be a part of it and to be able to speak to your audience. As you mentioned, I have been working at Warner Brothers, and Nancy had been working doing Academy Award campaign ads for Miramax, and we had dream jobs, really. We had the kind of jobs that people would kill for. And for me personally, I was the youngest woman. I was usually the only woman in the big high-level meetings when it came to discussing the production of a film from the studio side. And I loved my job very much so from the beginning, but I was there during a period of restructuring. And the restructuring was not only wasn't it a good idea, it really kind of hit me in the heart. It was, I know you're supposed to keep business. Not personal and keep it business, but I had dedicated my life to the studio. It really was my entire world. And they put me in a position where I was going to have to work for someone that I wasn't comfortable with. And I had that had been leading up to me wanting to leave anyway. I was I had worked on 2.5 Harry Potter movies, three Matrixes, several Batmans, a lot of. I worked on over 250 movies while I was there. So I worked on everything from You've Got Mail to The Perfect Storm and all different kinds of films. And it was getting really redundant in terms of the work and it was all about budgets. It wasn't about creativity anymore for me. And so there was this confluence of things that happened, and I knew I needed to get out, but it was really traumatic for me because I had planned my whole life around being there for 50 years. You know, this was going to be the place. I started at Warner Brothers when I was 20, 27. Well, 25, and I got promoted to vice president when I was 27. So I was going to be a lifer as far as I was concerned. And so all of a sudden, my world was turned upside down. In the meantime, Nancy had come from a background in Boston of doing. Her having her own company doing graphic design and having a theater there, and was suddenly working for someone else at doing these Miramax campaigns and did not want to have a boss. Nancy is a freelancer at heart, an entrepreneur at heart. I was a little bit more like I liked the steadiness of a corporate side of production, but she said to me, let's go. We can do this. I know how to do this. And we didn't really know what we were going to do. We had a project we were working on that didn't pan out, but we just kind of jumped, held hands and jumped and went out into the world to figure out what we were going to do and find our way. So that was about 20 years ago. And that's what started us on our journey together as, I mean, we've been best friends since before I was born. Nancy asked for me to be born. So we have been best friends since the second I came into the world. So we've always had the friendship, but now we were starting out to be business partners, and it's been the most beautiful experience of our lives.
Well, when I listen to you speaking together, I mean, I can feel the passion between the two of you, which is lovely because I personally, my sister lives in England. She's 3 years older than me. We just were so different personalities. We never really had that really super close bonding. So when I left England at 22 and was working for a training company, it was hiring and training sales reps. And they said, "Hey, you want to come to Canada on a 6 month work visa and we'll pay your ticket?" I'm like, "Heck yes. I'm going to go to an English speaking country where I'm going to explore the world." And I remember opening the TV up on the first morning there in Vancouver, and I flipped on the channel and I was like, "Oh, check out what's on the second or third channel, and then channel, and it just kept on going. I'm like, my God, there's like 100 channels on here. In England, there was 3 at the time. So, you know, my eyes were really opened. But having that sisterly bond, I think, is just so special, and carrying that passion through. So thank you for sharing, Amy. You also perhaps were not aware that I spent about 4 years working for one of the global career transition firms, Right Management, which became a subsidiary of Manpower. I was there as a VP for global talent management. And so I fully understand when, you know, hundreds of people are impacted with a business decision to restructure or lay off, what happens. It's very much an individual feeling. And depending on what you've had to deal with in the past for resilience, it can impact how quickly you go through those cycles, right? The Elizabeth Strong model, you know, shock, anger, denial, acceptance, and then finally we start to come up the other side. And so having the support of your sister as you were going through that, I'm sure that that made a huge contribution. So I get it. 5 years of M&A and lots of career layoffs and transitions and, you know, helping 800 people at a time find a new job.
I admire you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Leading teams of people to, you know, 10 teams of 10 people to deal with like 800 people in a day getting laid off. It was a big job. Yeah. Nancy, let's hear about your story, because you and I have a lot in common. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday that helped you to make the decision too, that it was time for something better. Would you like to share a bit about your story?
So like Amy said, I've always been an entrepreneur. I, right out of college, started my own graphic design business, and have always had clients that I have picked and chosen as people that I want to work with. And so when I moved out to California, it was time to, like, okay, you know, we need to plant some roots. So we need something steady to get us through the transition. So I took a job at an ad agency. I love to say that I never for a second regret it, because I made one of our best friends on the planet. And so I know that there's a reason I was there. And also the other reason I was there was for the stability and the benefits, because about 2 years into that job, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And it was a pituitary tumor, so it was not cancerous. We knew that. We knew it was benign. And many people live with these kind of tumors and go on with their lives, and it's fine. It can be controlled with medication. But the risk of not taking it out is that it's the tumor can press against your optic nerve and you can go blind. And I had a very bad reaction to the medication. So I'll never forget, it was Thanksgiving time and I had a house full of people, and I'm an Energizer bunny. I just go, 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 go. And I had a house full of people. And at one point in the day, I said to Amy, I'm going to go lay down for a little bit. And she was like, what? The look on her face was like, oh my God, something's really wrong here. So that's when I made the decision to have brain surgery to remove the tumor. And I'm thankful that I was at that job, because I had very good benefits. I was able to see a fabulous, with the help of some people that Amy knew, and we pulled some strings, I was able to see a fabulous surgeon. And I had disability because I was out of work for a while. So I'm grateful for all of that. But it also was a wake-up call to me that, like, I don't like this. This is very, very, very stressful work. It was so stressful. I was working for Miramax at the time, where they were winning Academy Awards year after year after year. And, you know, it was, I'd never had to work directly for Harvey Weinstein, but I worked for people who worked for Harvey. So I felt the wrath of Harvey 2 or 3 times removed. And so that's when I started thinking, I need to start making plans for how I'm going to get out of this. Cause I want to be my own boss. I don't want the stress of this job anymore. And that's when Amy and I started talking, like, so how do we do this? What do we do?
Yeah. Well, a couple of lessons coming up already. I mean, ladies, have your pen and paper ready, because there is wisdom nuggets coming up out of this interview, many wisdom nuggets. Having a support team in place, right? You obviously have a really close connection. Timing is everything, right? And sometimes if there is, something else going on, so your husband is, getting a new job, your mother-in-law is moving in, you have a new baby. I mean, all of these other things sap our bandwidth. And so we need to make conscious choices based on what's coming towards us, right? That's what I believe, right? And sometimes that is a much more aligned way to live than pushing things out and hoping, in the entrepreneur world, it's like spaghetti against the wall and hoping it's going to stick. So it's one of the things I've learned along the way is it's much easier to act on what's coming to you. Just like this amazing interview, like you can't make this up, right? And then also, having the tumor, and paying attention to what your body says you needed, right? Even though you might have had a busy event coming on, yes, you needed to take time to lay down. And then this whole piece about having a wake up call, like really, listeners. Why do we need such a big shakeup to get the attention to actually follow our passions? Why is it that we can't see that until something like a 2x4, universal 2x4 comes along and hits us on the head, right? In my own journey, one of the powerful things that's evolved this year is actually a new program called My Voice. And it came out of, I shared a little bit in our conversation yesterday. It came out of a wake up call for me last year, where I thought I was going in for a very painful belly pain that, was gradually creeping up my chest and around my back, turned out to be a gallbladder attack, first one I'd ever had. And while they were diagnosing that, they took a CT scan and found that I actually had a big lump, like almost 5 centimeters on my right kidney. And so here I am with 3 doctors coming in saying, oh, we're going to take your gallbladder out because you need to have that removed. And oh, by the way, we're going to take your right kidney as well. And I'm like, good job, I have two. And I think my partner at the time was more freaked out actually than I was, because I hadn't even been aware, although I had been definitely feeling low energy, because there were some other things going on in the relationship. But it was, again, one of those things that has now triggered me to be even more passionate. I mean, I wrote this book in 2018. It's all about women having more powerful language. Here I was being gifted another opportunity to really step into women not tolerating, because when we don't speak up about something, we get more of the same. Right. And so the lesson, the wake up call that came out of that was when I was healing in my 2 week, I decided 2 weeks out of, the 6 that they suggested for healing was to actually make a decision that I was done with tolerating the toxic behavior in my relationship. And it was time for me and my husband to go separate ways in the new year and not tolerate anymore what had been going on. And I made myself sick, I believe, trying to fix stuff that wasn't mine to fix. And so I chose to step away. And that's what it took in order for me to make that decision, because we've been together for, 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in your thoughts about wake-up calls, as we both share our respective stories here. What else do you have that connects with that insight that you've learned from your Women in the Passionista project and how that even got started?
Yeah, we talk about this a lot. We were just saying this to somebody the other day. Everything that's ever happened in our lives that feels like the worst, most devastating, oh my God, this has thrown me off the path I thought I was supposed to be on, or oh my God, I'm sick and I don't know if I'm going to get through this. the breakups, the relationships, things like that. In the moment, those all seem like the worst things that could possibly be happening to you, and you'll never recover from them. And in reality, looking back, those are the moments in our lives that propelled us into the thing that we were supposed to do or the place where we were supposed to be. And it's really hard to remember that when you're in the moment and everything feels devastating and you're never going to survive. But in reality, it is those moments that get you where you need to go.
Right.
Act as the reminders. Like there's more to Nancy's health journey that she'll tell you about. And that second health journey was even scarier. And now I look back at that health journey, and every time I get bummed out or stressed about something, I think, Nancy's still alive. You know, it's okay. Nancy's still alive. We're going to be fine. So we talk
What's
about
coming
the women.
Next?
Yeah, you know, and we're in a place here in the United States where we're in a period of great change here that we know isn't going to impact people across the world. And regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, it is going to be a period of great change. And it's a scary time. And we just keep trying to ground ourselves in, we've been through things like this, you know, we've been through personal things, political things, you know, business things before we got through it. And the thing that we keep reminding the women in our community, which we can tell you more about, is we have each other now. This organization, the Passionistas Project, is an online sisterhood of women who come to get support in business development, personal growth, and social impact. And this whole Passionistas Project started as a podcast at the height of the Me Too movement, because we wanted to give women a platform to tell positive stories of empowerment alongside the important stories they were telling. And so we started with a podcast, but now it's a movement, and now it's really lives in this online community that we built. That's a global community. We have women, you know, in Australia and across Canada and Japan. And so it's a global community. And it was born out of a time of great turmoil and stress, and women being talked about as, you know, in situations where they weren't in control of what was happening. And we have now built a community of women who are empowering themselves and empowering each other in the most beautiful, authentic way possible. And so we are poised for whatever is next. We have each other in a way we didn't last time. And so it's all about strength in numbers, maintaining, you know, a healthy, open dialogue where people can talk about their issues so that we can help support them in their communities and in their personal lives. So when something as beautiful as the Passionistas Project can be born out of great turmoil, we just know that the bad times are actually meant to happen because we need them to happen. And like you said, the universe is hitting us over the head. Like, you're not listening. I'm giving you all these signals and you're not paying attention. So I'm going to push you out the door, or I'm going to, you know, remind you that you need to take care of your health.
Yeah. Here's another way to look at it. You know, very often I say to my clients, right, no, if life was just calm all the time, right, and we didn't have these peaks of excitement and the valleys to go through to build our character and create our level of resilience, it's called flatlining, right? If it's just blah, right? So we need that, right? And we need to celebrate when we're having those joyful moments and look at those things that come up as gifts. My previous coach used to refer to the gifts as gifts wrapped in sandpaper, right? So listeners, we're going to go to a short break. I don't want you to go anywhere because we have more of the story and more about what happened on Nancy's journey as well to dive into. There are also going to be a couple of gifts coming up. So I want you to stay to the end because all of these juicy wisdom nuggets If you're a woman who is either an entrepreneur who's seeking to flourish, you're in the right place. If you're a woman who's looking for community and wanting to connect with other empowered women, find your voice. You're in the right place. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to play a short video that is actually the book launch video from my original book launch in 2018 of Words, Women and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And I think you'll see how nicely this, the synergies are just amazing, how this fits in. So don't go anywhere. Keep your pens and paper handy to make a few more notes, probably many more notes from these juicy stories. And here is the video.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in four different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life. by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
So many connections and relevant points, right? Because we're both, you know, putting these programs together to support women in that same Harvey Weinstein era, right? But we're coming at it from different angles. So it's lovely to connect. So the next part of the story, Nancy, what would you like to share about this whole topic of insight, resilience, awareness, making change, choosing something else, choosing something better?
So as Amy was saying, we started the Passionistas Project in 2018 with a podcast and our Women's Equality Summit. And in 2023, we were realizing that something was missing. We hadn't quite figured out what that the right thing was that we were doing. So we started working with several different coaches, and we came upon the realization of something you said earlier in the episode, is that most women, when they meet us and see us interact, say, I'm not close to my sister, or I don't have a sister, or I could never work with my sister. I wish I had what you guys have. And we thought, we can give them that. So
you have the sisterhood already built in.
Yes. So in 2023, we started making plans for this online community that we have built, and we were set to launch it in the fall of 2023. In July of 2023, I too had a gallbladder attack, and I was sick for a few, you know, five or six weeks while they tried to figure out what was wrong and run tests and all sorts of things. And then I was scheduled for a very routine gallbladder surgery, laparoscopic, just a tiny little incision. They were going to just pluck it out and everything was going to be fine. And while I was in surgery, Amy and my husband got a call from my doctor that there was a tumor on my gallbladder, and that they had closed me up because they didn't want to touch it and have it spread, because I was just in an outpatient clinic. I wasn't in a hospital with surgical, you know, facilities and recovery facilities. So they closed me up and sent me home. And I, as I was recovering from the first surgery, I was now having multitudes of tests run to figure out what was going on. And the surgeon told me that it was in great likelihood that this was cancerous. And although Amy and her boyfriend and my husband and I all promised that we would not play Dr. Google and look things up online and just listen to the doctors, we all went online and Googled gallbladder cancer and to discover that there's only a 2% survival rate if you have gallbladder cancer generally. So it was very, very scary time. Amy took up the mantle of the business and continued working on her own while I was basically in bed for about 5 months. I had a second surgery where they removed my gallbladder, the tumor part of my stomach, my intestines, and my liver. And they rebuilt my digestive system. And then I had a very, very, very long recovery from that. But the miraculous news is the whole time, that whole 3 weeks between the two surgeries, people were calling me because, of course, they all were Googling this too and thinking, well, this might be the last phone call I have with her. And, you know, so a lot of people called, and I just kept saying to everyone, I am surrounded by love and light. I can feel it. In every ounce of my being, I can feel the love, and I know I'm going to be fine. And it came from, you know, our immediate family, our immediate friends, but also the women in our community. We're all reaching out and checking in with Amy every day. How's she doing? What's going on? And I just felt the love and I felt the light around me and I knew I was going to be fine. And 3 days after the surgery, the surgeon came in and said, well, the day of the surgery, he had done the lymph node
biopsy.
And that came back negative. And so we all were very hopeful. And then 3 days after the surgery, my surgeon came into my recovery room and said that it was not cancer. Somehow, and he was shocked. He was like, this is highly unusual. This does not, so I like to think that it was a miracle that I did not have cancer. I didn't need any further medical intervention. I just had a long recovery after that. But Amy covered the whole time. And As I started to get better, we both started talking more and more about realizing that, you know, we are here for a purpose. This is, you know, this is why we're here. This is why my illness was not worse. And, you know, we put every ounce of our being into the sisterhood and launched the community in March of 2024. And it's our purpose. Our passion for interviewing people led us down this road to finding our purpose.
Right. I think the beautiful thing in all of this is, you know, people, women in particular, are naturally attracted to people who are out there doing what they want to do. So the fact that you were bedridden for a while in your healing journey, like I was only by comparison, right? I had the easy route, right? Put the scope in, put a bag in, take the whole kidney, pull it out intact. Although it did turn out, I was waiting for a diagnosis for a few months and thinking, well, you know, it must be okay because no one's told me anything otherwise. And then in January, I had a conversation with my urologist and the surgeon. And he said, yeah, it actually was a very aggressive form of cancer. And I'm like, oh, shoot, right? Because I had assumed the positive. So I think the message there is, ladies, you can build a sustainable business. You can build it out, whether it is your sister in your case, lucky. I'm so happy for you. This partnership is beautiful. Or whether it's your team, put something in place that means that you have sustainability so that you're not tied revenue and time and dollars all the time with earned revenue, that you have some recurring revenue, some other ways that you have a passive income. You know, people very often talk about having real estate on the side. Yeah, you know, the asset is not the building itself. The asset is your paying tenants who are giving you revenue every month, whether you go to work or not, right? It's just happening. So how do we set ourselves up as women for that sustainability? Because there are going to be things in life, like we take on everything, right? The kids, the husband, the life, the mother-in-law, like all of those things, because we are naturally fantastic caregivers, right? And we take on a lot. So we have to have that sustainable platform so that it decreases our stress and really allows us to be not requiring to tolerate as much. So you are an excellent shining example of creating that, which is fantastic. And you have some other things coming up this fall as well. I know we talked about a project that you have. Did you call it a journal or tell me about that.
We have our second guided journal that launches.
Guided journal. Okay.
Launches November 19th, which I believe is today, right? Because we are pre-recording this. So this is the journal. It won't have this gray stripe. This is our printer proof.
Yeah. The Amazon pre-version.
Like I said, we went from finding our passion to interviewing and turning that into our purpose. That led us to discovering our purpose. And that's what this journal helps you do. There are 52 quotes from women we have interviewed for our podcast, and each quote has a prompt next to it. So the idea is to just get you thinking about your passions and your purpose and helping you map that out. And it's 52 quotes. So you can do one a week or you can do it faster, but it's
hilarious. Oh my gosh. Cause originally I was going to do 52 words like Gretchen, get her name, right. A word for every week. And then it just started to be like past 300 pages. And my editor's like, stop already. You've got enough. Stop. So it's still 300 pages, but with, you know, 195 references as well, right? because when we have things in bite-sized chunks, obviously it's much easier to absorb. When it's a journal, you know, you're going to have more focus on the calendaring aspect too. The quotes is lovely, right? I have a few quotes in mine, but I also have lessons. Like after every one of the 40 different words and word concepts in the book, there's an action item section to encourage people to really embrace and embed it. So the synergy, the similarity, oh my Lord.
Fate brought us together.
Yeah. So where do people get that?
They can get it on Amazon. We can give you a link to drop in the show notes. And yeah, yep. It's a really a beautiful journey. There's also things to help you plan out your quarters and different reflections. And it's our second journal. We have another journal that was the Path to Success. So one is a little bit more entrepreneurial. This one's a little bit more finding your purpose. And we will have a third one next year. So.
Okay. Path to Success was first. Path to Purpose.
Planning your Path to Purpose is the one that comes out today.
Okay. Awesome. So,
and they're all Power of Passionistas is the theory. Power of Passionistas.
Right. And from a timing standpoint, if someone wants the Path to Success as well, date wise, that's still relevant. You can use that every year.
Yeah, they're not dated. You can start them anytime.
Lovely. Yeah. Okay, ladies.
Holiday presents, I have to say. Last year, a lot of women just bought them, gave them to every woman they knew, and they were done with their holiday shopping.
So. Sounds like a fabulous idea, right? We have, you know, US Thanksgiving. We also have, you know, the adverts have started, the seasonal celebration and gift giving. So I love giving creative gifts. Last year, I actually had created some Reiki ornaments. I don't know if I can grab it quickly enough. It's probably tied in here. But I had created some Reiki ornaments for a trade show that I was speaking at. And they've actually got crystals and little, you know, messages that hang on the bottom. This one is, she believes she could, so she did, and inspire on the other side of it. So when we can find something that is really unique, timely, relevant, fantastic, right? Because that is something that could apply to just about all of my clients and girlfriends, right? So it was one and done, but still each one was unique and different. And I picked the phrase depending on who I was sending it to. So lots of gifts and lessons and insights coming out of this. Is there, if you think about, you know, what you've learned over the past few years yourselves, choosing your own path, is there one place that you think would be the starting point for women grabbing a hold of this idea and actually taking action before they get like a surgery 2x4 coming in? Where do you start with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it is all about, and this is something we talk about a lot in the sisterhood. We have power passionistas in the sisterhood who are our resident experts. Nancy and I aren't coaches, so we have a lot of women who are coaches or thought leaders who lead workshops and things. And one of the recurring themes that came up a lot this year was following your intuition and letting go of perfectionism. You know, I think we all think we need to map out this perfect plan for how things are going to unfold. And that's the course we're going to stay on. And that has never happened to anybody in their life. You know, yes, you may be on the journey somewhat as you were hoping, but there's always going to be obstacles that come up or times you need to pivot. And I think it's really, really important to listen to your gut and to really sit with something. Is this the right thing? Am I doing this because I think this is what everybody else wants me to do? Am I doing this because I invested all this time and energy into something, and how could I stop doing it now? Like, what speaks to you when you sit by yourself and you tap into your heart and your gut and you think, what would make me happy? And being an entrepreneur and following your purpose is not an easy path to take. This is not like for the faint of heart, really. It comes with challenges. And but if you really, really love what you're doing, and if you're committed to your purpose and your cause, all of that stuff doesn't matter. You'll find a way through because you're on the right journey. So
Yeah, doesn't feel like work. Like, look at us hanging out here. This doesn't feel like work,
no,
right?
exactly.
We're
I
having a
spend my
business.
day commenting and listening to amazing things women are doing, or helping them through a hard time, or
Yeah.
finding things to share with them that I think will inspire them. It's like, what a great way to spend the day, help serving people, helping people.
Exactly. And I think that there is, you know, in our total years of life experience, I'm not sure exactly how that adds up, but it's got to be at least over 100 years of wisdom, 100 years plus of wisdom in this room. The concept of, you know, what you shared just now, one of my mentors, Regan Hillier, manifestation expert, talks about manufactured manifestation. So when we're trying to force something to happen because we want to manifest it so badly, it doesn't work like that, right? What does work is putting the focus on the feelings, like here's how I want to feel. One of my other mentors, Jennifer Huff, you know, looks at future activations. So, you know, by the end of today, here's how I want to feel. Here's how I want to feel, and what will have happened today in order to create that feeling. So very often with my clients, you know, one of my favorite questions is, what brings you the greatest joy? And when we start with that three letter, small little word, it is so powerful because it's not just about liking something, it's like the elevated version, right? Power of words. Joy is one of those that it just, you know, it's what makes your heart sing, right? And then how can you turn that passion into something that doesn't feel like work? And you know, we might have a musical bent, we might have a, you know, a particular gift in a certain area. For me, it's language, right? And it's peppered all the way through my career. First, it was hiring and training sales reps. Well, that's all about language. Then it was, you know, working for high tech startups in HR and, you know, serving people, you know, attraction, retention. And then it's executive coaching. The last 15 years, the common thread is clear communications. And when we know, and we're not trying to tell somebody, but we're asking them a powerful question that helps them go, oh, yeah, let me ponder that. Then it is about, as you said, Amy, listening to the whisper. It's not often a loud booming voice. I've had that too, where it was a loud booming voice, and it was actually, you know, leave your husband. And I was like, where the heck did that voice come from? I was having food poisoning attack at the time. This was a few years earlier. And I just wasn't ready to do that at that time. I was so stunned that that had come through. But sometimes it is that little whisper, that gnawing, that if you don't do something about this, it's just going to keep gnawing, gnawing, gnawing. So I encourage you to check out the Passionistas Project. I encourage each of you to go ahead, order, you know, hop on Amazon, track this down, this journal, the Path to Purpose Journal. Order a copy, not just for yourself, but for your favorite people, your favorite women. Is it for women or only, or is it men and women? Just curious.
The journal is actually for anyone. Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
The Sisterhood of Women only, women and non-binary, non-conforming, gender non-conforming, but the journal, anybody can use it.
Yeah. And that's what I say with my work too. I mean, yes, the book was called Words, Women, and Wisdom. However, those concepts, you know, if we change one word from should, for example, you know, which has that tone of heaviness and obligation, and I'm doing something because somebody else needs it, versus could, where I'm choosing, all of a sudden it has this lightness to it and it's an opportunity. Anyone can take that concept and shift their language around, male, female, non-binary, however you introduce yourself. So powerful concepts that are coming through today, and certainly a lot of wisdom lessons. Listen to the whispers. Ask yourself, you know, take time every morning to have some quiet time. The reason that that book came about took 2 years ultimately to write it, about 9 months to write it, and then another 9 months to edit, massage, edit, cut down, etc. But it came about because I was getting up at 5. I was doing half an hour of visualization, meditation, journaling, right before I started writing. And I never had writer's block because it just flowed through me what words needed to be in the book. And as I said, I had 52 and I was like, stop already. And then I had to cut it down. So I thought, well, okay, 40 days and 40 nights. There's something in there that has a spiritual connection. So we'll go with 40. Yeah. So ladies, okay, this has been such a delight having you on the show, hearing your story, hearing how you turn things around and the passion that you have for building out this sisterhood, taking what you already have together, expanding it, letting it flourish, letting it grow, letting it really embody the passion that you have for supporting women, letting women know it's okay to step away from something that doesn't work, especially if it's in a male-dominated environment where it's frustrating not to be heard or where you're not being paid enough and you can create your own income. That's one of the reasons for putting that book together is having interviewed and hired 6,000 people in my career, I realized that women just don't ask. And when women don't negotiate their first salary, there's data in Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In, that talks about leaving almost $500,000 on the table just by not negotiating your first salary. And then it compounds, right? Once you're inside the organization, you might get maybe a 2 or a 5% increase unless you have a big job jump. But the best way that you're going to increase your earnings is actually by taking an external job and getting at least a $10,000 raise every time you move companies. However, that has challenges too. So, you know, it's about taking ownership, creating something for yourself if you have an entrepreneurial bent, and then looking at taking that cap away. It's not about what other people are paying you in a job where you're trading your time for dollars. It's about creating something that is in alignment with your passion that you can do, you can watch flourish, you can water and let it grow, and really does touch your heart. Because if you're doing that every day, it's better than a 9-to-5 commitment. Any final thoughts, ladies?
I just love that you mentioned joy because, of course, I think we're sisters separated at birth or something.
I know.
We talk about joy all the time when we, you know, we're often asked to talk about following your passion since we're the passionate. Right. And we always give that as our first piece of advice when someone is like, I don't know what my passion is. How do I find my passion? And it's like, well, what brings you joy? What I like to say, think back to your childhood. You know, what did you love to do when you were young? What made you happy? What gave you joy? And those are the things that turn into passions and then lead you to your purpose. So I love that. Yeah. You said for joy.
Such a powerful, small but powerful word. Yes.
Yeah. And I'd just like to say that I know there are a lot of people who are listening who feel alone or they feel like they don't have a someone to get feedback from or to turn to, especially when you're starting an entrepreneurial journey. It feels very isolating. And the sisterhood that we've created is a really welcoming space for everybody. We, you know, really welcome women from marginalized communities, and we've been told by them that they feel safe and heard in a way that they haven't before. So we just want anybody listening who needs support, the membership, you can join for free. There's ways to connect. We introduce you to other people who have similar interests or you know, organizations. We are here to support you. We get out of bed every day to support women. So if you're listening and you just feel alone, you're not. We're here.
Yeah, such a powerful message. My services are not free, but that's, you know, that's okay. I mean, there are some things that I do that contribute to the community. This book, for every copy, for hard copy that is purchased, I donate a copy to a women's shelter foundation or not-for-profit. Do that in stacks of 10, so I'm not running all over the place. There is also an audiobook version. So if you like being on the treadmill or walking your dog and listening and learning at the same time, There is an audiobook version on Orsound. You can actually pick up, I mentioned a couple of free gifts. My gift is you can actually pick up chapter 8, which is called When No Words Are Required. And chapter 8 is all about stepping into your power using things like the power pause. Sometimes we don't have to respond in the moment. We need to collect our thoughts. Using intentional energy, leveraging silence, presence and body language, image and wardrobe for career advancement, first impressions and choices and timing. So that you can pick up on my website. If you go to yvonnesilver.com, there's a tab that says free gift. Pick up a copy of chapter 8. And if you decide from that, hey, I want the other 7 chapters as well, you can find my book on Amazon. And there's also an audiobook version, as I mentioned, on Orsound. Ladies, was there anything else that you wanted to gift other than all of this juicy wisdom, talking about how they can pick up their own copy of Path to Purpose, the journal? Any other gifts we want to share?
Anyone who's listening, if you register for the Sisterhood between now, it's the 19th, so now, and the, let's say the 29th, 10 days, we will upgrade you to the premium membership for 3 months. So you get 3 free months of membership.
Excellent. What a gift. Woohoo. So it's been joy-filled, I think is the word, today to continue our brief conversation yesterday. Really love the synergy that's showing up. As I said, you know, the universe provides us with these amazing connections, and you just can't make this up, right? What are the odds of connecting with another girl who also had a gallbladder attack and had an unsuspected diagnosis of something else that then led to a life-changing decision and stepping into alignment? Wow. You know, for me, My Voice is the newest program that I created, which came out of this desire to help other women to stop tolerating. So every letter in My Voice stands for something, starting with minimizing and editing and ending with end game habits of rituals and things you can put in place. And then there are steps in between. So, you know, visualizing, using your voice, using your unique skills, looking at opportunities, the insights from, I bring in my emotional intelligence report as well, because I'm EQI certified as well. And so those are the powerful gifts that once we've been through something, we can take someone by the hand and say, here, let me show you, you know, so you're not stepping into as many potholes. You can either pay with your own experiences, and sometimes that's pretty painful, or you can actually, you know, pay to hire someone who's been there and done it already and get there faster. But either way, I think today we showcased that there are a lot of wisdom nuggets. And when you are building community, you're not alone. You can get so much farther when you go with others versus going fast by yourself. Thank you, ladies, for today's insights. It's been hugely valuable.
Thanks for having me.
I feel fulfilled. My cup is full. So make sure that you check out Passionista Project. You can also have a look at the Facebook group that I believe is where you might join for the complimentary membership option that Nancy and Amy mentioned. Stay in touch with the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show. Every couple of weeks, I interview incredible women that have gone through tragedy to triumph stories and are now out doing really interesting work in the world. And certainly Nancy and Amy today showcased what's possible when you have passion, when you have a purpose, and when you figure out how you can help others by helping yourself. It all is such a beautiful intertwined story. And I love working with social enterprise endeavors. Just fills my heart. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. And I hope that audience members, you've taken away as many wisdom nuggets as I have today, and that you choose to stay in touch with myself. Download the free gift off my website, yvonnesilver.com, and stay in touch with Nancy and Amy by connecting with the Passionista Project and ordering your journals for your friends today. Thank you, everybody. Have a beautiful week. Bye for now.